Welcome in, everyone. I have a scream mask on. That's why I sound like this. If you're on the audio portion, I'm going to take it off. Here we are, Fantasy Football Fools. The Fantasy Football Fools podcast back at you again. This is our special Halloween episode. Brendan Aliceo, how you doing today?
I wish we would have been invited to participate in the Halloween portion of the show.
Yeah, I feel like one of the listeners. I don't know what's coming either, but you're definitely putting the fools in Fantasy Football Fools.
It was a last minute little fun thing I thought of. Tonight, Monday night, we're recording. Dodgers just won game 3.
Woo! Feeling good.
He's got the shirt on. I just have more scream.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go shopping this weekend because we're going to be champs by then again. Yeah. So I need some new gear.
All right. So we are about halfway through the NFL season. We have played, eight games? And there are 16 games in the season, so exactly halfway through. For some teams, obviously, they had a bye. But we're going to talk about some of the rankings later on. But, of course, we have all the good stuff that comes before that, like the injuries.
Oh, son of a... That's going to leave a mark.
All right. We had not as many injuries this week as last week, so that's good. But we did have a couple of bigger ones. Jordan Love has a groin injury. Hopefully he will not miss any time, but we're not quite sure yet how that's going to look. So keep an eye on that. Evan Williams, hamstring injury.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Who is Evan Williams? I saw it on here and I'm like, I don't think I've heard of that guy.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think you're talking about Evan.
I think when I put it, I was thinking of Evan Ingram, but does he even play anymore?
I see Evan Williams as a Packers safety.
Oh, he's a safety. Okay, well, that's nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about the Packers safety.
I was like, wow, Jesse's going deep on this. Yeah. I have not heard of this guy. So,
if you play defense, then yeah. Evan Williams is hurt, guys.
IDP, yeah.
Stephon Diggs, knee non-contact injury. I haven't heard the latest. Anything new?
They're still waiting, right?
Yeah, still waiting. Coach of Houston came out today. Yeah, said they're still waiting on some more tests to come back. It didn't look good. Obviously, non-injury stuff never looks good, or non-contact stuff never looks good. If he was to be hurt, Tank Dell, I guess, becomes the number one by default with Nico Collins still out. But that passing game in general hasn't been what we thought it was going to be this year with C.J. Stroud. So they got one more guy out that's in trouble. And they play this week on Thursday against the Jets, which I think we'll probably talk about a lot more coming up at some point. I have a great stat I have to get out at some point, so we'll talk more about that. But again, short week, I would assume he's not going to play, just kind of elevating Tank Dell a little bit. But again, don't love that passing offense without two of their primary weapons.
Also, isn't Nico Collins slated to be back next week? Not Thursday, but next week, I think he's...
I think so, yeah.
And it looks like he's on track to do that, so...
Right.
You know, they might be hurting for 1 week and it's going to be against the Jets. So, you know, no big deal. And then they'll be a little bit better after that.
Christian Kirk, broken collarbone, season ending for him. And let me tell you, man, there's a lot of wide receivers we're going to talk about right now from that team that got banged up this week. That's a big one. Christian Kirk out for the season.
Yeah, he was a guy that was potentially going to be traded too. So, and you mentioned, I think the next two, their top three all got hurt this year. Kirk obviously out for the year. He was a guy that was kind of on the trade block, I think. So now that may free up somebody else. But yeah, let's roll into the next Jags receiver injury.
Brian Thomas Jr., chest injury, and Gabe Davis, shoulder injury. So hopefully one of them plays. Just you have to monitor it. It's rough over there in Jacksonville. Drake May, concussion, was ruled out. Did he come back in, actually?
He did.
No.
He left
was
in
out.
The first half, yeah. And then the Patriots came back and beat the Jets. So the Jets lost to Drake Mayless Patriots.
Yeah. But the next guy, Chris Olave, had a head injury. He returned to the game, played the rest of the game there.
Yeah, he had a concussion. Sorry, he had a concussion, came back in, went over 100 yards. Rashid Shaheed out for the year, so Olave going to be the number one target there. And they should also, speaking of the Saints, they should get Derek Carr back, I think, this week potentially. Yeah. So that could be a big upgrade for them too, over Spencer Rattler.
I love how you said he had a concussion and he came back in.
Yeah, he's fine. Don't worry. He got tested for a concussion. Probably had one, got his name wiggled out, but he passed concussion protocol.
Kendre Miller, hamstring injury, and Sterling Shepard, hamstring. Those hamstrings are all over the green this year. For sure. Not too much else. That was pretty much it for injuries.
Jordan Mason left the game in the second quarter, and he just aggravated his shoulder injury. Apparently, he could have come back, but they didn't because Guarendo, something like that. He was doing fine. And then supposedly Christian McCaffrey is going to be back after week 10 Do they have a week 10 bye or something?
They have a week 9 bye, which is what's coming up, and then he should return for the next game.
For week 10, yeah. So no issues there unless you're me, because I was rolling with Mason for this whole time. But other than that, did you say Tracy? Tracy got hurt today in the fourth quarter for the Giants.
Oh, no, yeah, I didn't have him on there. So
him and the only other one I would add, too, is T. Higgins was kind of a late scratch on, I don't know, Friday, had a quad injury in practice, and ended up not playing. Weird thing, I think the Bengals are like 0-3 when he doesn't play, so he's actually been a huge weapon for them. You know, I'll say it was a Joe Burrow owner. It helps to have both those guys out there, he and Ja'Marr Chase. So it's a big loss for them. So just keep an eye on that quad injury. We'll see if that keeps it out anymore.
Yeah, I think that before it wasn't such a big deal because they still had who was that other receiver?
Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, Boyd. And so now without him, now you're really – a lot of stuff goes towards Gesicki, but you can't – He's not going to – yeah, it's not the same. So the only other person that missed the game was Rowdle? What's his name?
Dowdle?
Dowdle?
He had, food poisoning or something.
Yeah, he was sick, so it's not, an injury, but he definitely missed the game, which helped me out a lot. Cool. That's all.
All right, what's up next? We have
Hello. Do you want to play a game?
Oh, okay. I guess we're playing a game here. It's game time here on the Halloween episode of the Fantasy Football Fools. All right, guys. We're going to play newbie or OG. All right? Is this the noob or is this the OG veteran player right here? We're gonna start with quarterback. We're going to go Josh Allen versus Jaden Daniels, okay? Who has more fantasy points?
I'm going to say the newbie. I'm going to say... Yeah.
No, I think Daniels. Josh. I think Josh. No. Josh Allen. Jesus.
Josh Daniels.
Jack Daniels. I'll say Jack Daniels.
Josh Allen has 175. Jaden Daniels, 159.
Ooh.
Missed one game. Yes. How many passing yards? Who has more passing yards?
Probably Josh Allen.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Jaden Daniels has 1736. Josh Daniels, 1766. I'm doing it too now.
We got Jaden Daniels, Josh Daniels, Jack Daniels.
Definitely all a lot of Jack Daniels. I can smell it through the screen.
Yeah.
All right, do that again because I don't know what happened.
Jaden Daniels, 1,736 yards. Josh Allen, 1,766 yards.
30 more. Wow.
Passing TDs.
I'm going to go with Daniels.
I was going to say Daniels also.
Daniels has 7.
Ooh.
Josh Allen has 14.
Okay. How does he have 7?
Not even close.
Oh, yeah. My God, yeah.
And remember, the point difference wasn't that crazy. So
I was just thinking that he was going to have more because Allen runs it in himself a lot more.
I feel like I've seen Daniels throw a lot of touchdowns.
That's what
I must have seen all 7. That must be the case.
Well, let's skip down to that one. Rushing TDs.
That's got to be Allen. Jaden. I was going to say Jaden Daniels.
Really?
Yeah, if just because of the points.
I'm just going to stick with Allen.
Jaden Daniels has 4. Josh Allen has 3.
Oh, okay. It's close.
Interceptions.
Ooh, I feel like Josh Allen always throws a lot of interceptions.
Yeah, but I feel like he hasn't this year. I'm going to say Daniels.
Josh Allen was the last quarterback to throw an interception this week, so he has 1. Mm. Jaden Daniels has 2. Sacks.
I feel like it's hard to sack either guy. Yeah. I'm going to say Jaden Daniels.
Same.
Sorry, newbie for the sake of the game.
Newbie, yeah.
Newbie has 17. OG has 10. And then finally, rushing yards.
Got to be Jaden Daniels, the newbie.
I'm going to go with Ellen.
Newbie Jaden Daniels has 424. Josh Allen has 204.
Yeah.
That's okay. Where the points come in. So interesting to look at both of them. Before this week, or I think Jaden Daniels has 1 less game, but 159 to 175 point differentials, not as bad as it actually looks. And they're very similar stats. Some are just blown out of proportion. So
yeah, and one probably drafted in the 4th round and one in the double digit rounds, right?
Yeah. All right, let's go to wide receiver. We got Brian Thomas Jr., the noob, and DK Metcalf, the OG. Fantasy, let's save that one for last. Let's go with catches.
Let's say OG.
OG.
OG DK Metcalf has 35 catches. Newbie Brian Thomas Jr. has 33. Rushing yards. Rushing yards.
OG.
Newbie.
Newbie. I meant Brian.
Yeah, newbie.
Newbie.
Newbie has 15. OG has 0.
Oh. Yeah. I was like,
no, it's just a fun one.
Where's the sound effect when we get them right? Like a bell or something.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah.
Receiving TDs.
Newbie. With like 5.
Oh. Yeah, I'll go newbie, but like by 1 or something.
I think it's close. Yeah, I was saying 5-4 or something.
Newbie has 5. Ooh. OG has 3. All right. I'm going to go up to fantasy points now. Fantasy points. Who has more fantasy points? And then we have 1 more stat.
I think OG. I'm going to
say newbie, but I think it's really close. Only because DK missed this past week.
LSAO?
Oh, I said OG.
Oh, okay. OG DK Metcalf has 70 fantasy points. Newbie Brian Thomas Jr. has 90 fantasy points, which means there's 1 more stat. Receiving yards, who has more? Yeah, there should be
OG. I'll do OG. I don't know.
Newbie.
All right. It is newbie 573 versus 568. Interesting how where you drafted DK Metcalf versus where you drafted Brian Thomas Jr. and you're getting better production from Brian Thomas Jr. One final one. This one, you guys know it got skewed a little bit this week, but here we go. Tight end. Newbie Brock Bowers versus OG George Kittle. Who has more receiving yards?
Kittle came on, but late. And I feel like Bowers was kind of consistent since the beginning. So I'll go newbie.
I'll go OG. I'll take Kittle.
OG George Kittle has 503, but that wasn't enough to catch 535 from newbie Brock Bowers, who is killing it in yards for tight ends. Receiving touchdowns, who has more receiving touchdowns?
Oh, geez.
Oh, gee.
For sure. Kittle has 6. Bowers has 1. Targets. Let's go here. Who has more targets?
Newbie.
Newbie.
He's the only guy there.
Yeah. 65 versus 49. Newbie wins that one. And then points. Who has more points?
OG.
OG.
OG, 86. Brock Bowers, newbie, 59. Although it was a lot closer before this week.
Before National Tight End Day.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that. Actually, we can talk about that right now, I think.
National Tight End Day was a monstrous smash.
Oh, it was a monstrous smash, wasn't it? We got some drops today, guys. Woo! The Halloween ghouls are coming out.
Now, are they on time because we don't know when they're coming or because they're actually on time?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
It's part of the Halloween mystery, I guess.
I feel like he prepared. So it's like, we've never been prepared before. So who knows?
Let's talk about tight ends. Who was the number one tight end of the week? We're going to go into our fantasy tops in a minute. But I just want to talk about tight ends have been a wasteland, right? This whole freaking season. And suddenly, I don't know who made this holiday, but it was a great idea.
George Kittle. George Kittle made the holiday.
Good job, George Kittle. He got the belt this week, too, of course. And you know what? I did not realize it was National Tight Ends Day, but I'm going to remember this for next year because play all your tight ends, play multiple tight ends, do whatever it takes on National Tight End Day. We had, let me look at it here. We had 10 tight ends with 10 points or more. Do you guys know how many touchdowns tight ends had total?
Oh, I would say like 15.
That many? I was going to say like 7.
I think the record for National Tight Ends Day was 13 before this week. We had 17 touchdowns from tight ends this week. Cade Otton had 2. Kyle Pitts had 2. Brock Wright. Who is he? I don't know. He had 1.
Detroit.
Tucker Kraft. Yep. David Njoku had 1. Adam Trout. These are all 1. Adam Troutman, Tyler Conklin, George Kittle, Josh Oliver, Mark Andrews, Sam Laporta, Nate Atkins, Dalton Kincaid. And guess who had your Travis Kelce touchdown guarantee? That was me. He had one as well. Evan Ingram was the last one there. It was a great day for tight ends. Congrats, guys. Do it again next week. I don't think they will, but we can ask for it, right? We can ask for it. All right. Anything to say about tight ends other than they were awesome this week?
They'll probably be terrible again next week.
Yeah.
four tight end touchdowns next week is my guess.
You're probably right. All right. Let's get into the rest of our top players here.
These guys were scary good.
These guys were scary good. Scary good week 8. Let me get to the right screen. All right, there we are. We had quarterback Jalen Hurts, 36 fantasy points, 236 yards passing, only 1 passing touchdown, and only 37 yards rushing, but 3 rushing touchdowns. He did it all himself. 36 points is ridiculous.
He killed me in fantasy.
Kirk Cousins, Eliseo, I know you picked him up. You did not play him. That was a mistake. 276 yards, 4 touchdowns, 34 fantasy points. Say your piece.
I would have been really mad if I lost with him on my bench. Luckily, I won, but that would have been a huge mistake because I picked him up last week specifically for this game because of his production against Tampa last time. And, I don't know. At the last minute, I decided to roll with Burrow, which was a huge mistake. But again, luckily, I came out on top anyways.
Matthew Stafford, 33 fantasy points, 279 yards, 4 touchdowns. another killer performance there. See what I did there? Killer.
So I don't think they're trading anybody away anymore. Like, now that they're back at full strength and you can see how good they were supposed to be this whole time, you're like, oh, no, they're going to want to make a push. I don't know how well it'll go, but, like, I think there's a chance there. So at first there was talks about trading away Cooper Kupp. I think that's gone. I think they're – yeah.
Yeah, no chance. They're I think that division is so bad that there's three teams tied at 4-4. They're 3-4. So they're in it for sure. Yeah. That offense, when you see it at full strength, I don't think we expected Puka Nacua back this soon, and he looked great. You throw him in there with Cooper Kupp. Kyren Williams has been a machine. Stafford looks great with weapons. So, yeah, they're going to be able to score points, certainly. So Rams are kind of a fun offense to watch in the second half of the season.
Matthew Stafford, only 39% rostered in Yahoo leagues.
Ooh, maybe add it to my quarterback carousel these weeks. Who knows?
And this guy's only 25%. You're never going to play this guy, right? Bo Nix. Oh, wait. He got 33 fantasy points this week, 284 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. He also ran one in, too, because why not, right?
Didn't somebody in our league play him?
No, he was one of the guys that this is, you're not going to believe me, but I thought about him as a balls to the wall guy. I thought about picking him up to play him against Carolina because they're so bad. They give up so many points to quarterbacks. Obviously, I didn't do it, so I can't take any credit for any of that. But yeah, he was a guy who's been playing better lately. And obviously, that's a dream matchup against Carolina, and he absolutely shredded them.
Are we talking about face plants later or no?
We weren't going to, but we can.
No, because I could just bring it up now, just because I was saying.
Well, we are. We'll do it. We'll do
it. Okay. I'll wait.
All right. And those guys all had over 30 points. So that's where you got to stop it, right? No, I'm just going to go down the list here. Baker Mayfield, 29 fantasy points. Jameis Winston, 28. Trevor Lawrence, 27. Kyler Murray, 26. Brock Purdy, 25. Man, they just keep going. Justin Herbert, 24. Lamar, 24. Jaden Daniels, 23. Josh Allen, 22. Patrick Mahomes on the board with 20 fantasy points. I picked up Aaron Rodgers and didn't play him. He got me 20 points more than the guy that I did play. So there you go. There was a lot of good quarterbacks this week.
It's like I think it's like what we're used to from previous years that we haven't had this year. And National Tight End Day, just – I don't know why the quarterbacks got all excited about it, but there you go.
And you know what? Receivers weren't left that far behind because we had CeeDee Lamb with 27 fantasy points, 146 yards, 2 touchdowns. Ladd McConkey, sure to be one of the bigger pickups this week. He has 63% roster already, 111 yards, 2 touchdowns there. Cedric Tillman, 99 yards, 2 touchdowns. Calvin Austin, 54 yards and a touchdown. Also a return touchdown. That counts for points in fantasy. Yep. Josh Downs, Marvin Harrison, Khalif Raymond, all with over 15 fantasy points. So there's your wide receivers of the week. On to running backs. All right. Who was the number one running back? Anybody? All right.
Jacobs?
He was number two.
James
Cook, number one. 26 fantasy points, 111 yards, 2 touchdowns. You got Josh Jacobs right behind him, 25 fantasy points, 127 and 2. And then you got Tyrone Tracy, 21 fantasy points, 145 and 1. Devon Achane, 97 yards on the ground, 50 yards receiving, a touchdown. He's back. Joe Mixon, Jahmyr Gibbs, Ramondre Stevenson, DeAndre Swift, all up there. Jonathan Taylor's back. He got me 18 points on my bench. But he got me the 18 points. I'll take it. I'll put him in my lineup next week. It's good to have people back that are hurt. And then we talked about tight ends. Let's move on to kickers, shall we? Who was the kicker of the week? It was Anders Carlson, of course, from San Francisco. He got you 16 fantasy points. Hopefully you played that guy. Nobody in our league did. Did anybody play the defense that got the number one amount of points. Detroit, 17 fantasy points. No one played him in our league. 14 points against, one sack, two interceptions, two fumble recoveries, one fourth down stop, and a touchdown. Those were your winners. Those were the guys who did it all. And now, I don't have a list, but we'll just go through. We'll see. We'll pull up our fantasy league here, and let's talk about it right here.
These guys sucked more than vampires.
Yeah, they sure did. These guys sucked quite a bit.
Oh, man.
Anybody from my team? Nope. I think we're good there. Anybody from... Man, I can't really find anybody. You got anybody to talk about?
Your team didn't suck, but did you win?
No, my team sucked, but not that bad. Well, we talked about Jordan Mason, but Jordan Mason left the game, so that's kind of unfair. How about Amari Cooper? Zero fantasy points.
Yeah, that's a big one. I think he's probably going to do more as a new trade to Buffalo, and they actually blew out Seattle, so there's some fantasy points for the receivers, but it was all Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir.
Yeah.
Jordan Addison, 2 points right there. Jaden Reed, 5 points. Nothing super, super crazy bad. It wasn't as bad as last week where I had a bunch of zeros.
The guy that I was going to talk about earlier was Javonte Williams. Such a good matchup. And you would think, just like you said, you almost picked up Knicks or you almost made him the balls to the wall. Like Javonte Williams was like, this was the week that he should have shown up and had the one awesome week that he was going to have for the year. And he didn't. I think he ended up with like 2 points or something ridiculous. So that's got to be a bummer for all his owners, whoever they are. Definitely not me. I stay away from all Broncos. But yeah, what a downer that was. Like, I thought for sure he was in line to do some damage. I did throw him in some like daily fantasy. Obviously, did not work out for me.
Tyler Lockett, 0 fantasy points. And I'm just going to talk about this guy because he is on my team. And I'm not sure that I'm going to play him at all ever again. I might just want to drop him at this point.
Davante Adams.
No, Devontae's going to get better, I think. I really think the Jets are going to figure it out at some point. Don't get me wrong, they're not going to be a great team, but they're going to figure something out so they can get some points. But CJ Stroud, man, he was playing Indianapolis. It's a pretty good, pretty easy defense. They should have got more points than he got in most games. He scored 12 fantasy points from your quarterback. That's not what you want. The week before, 0. Then he had some good weeks, but he has a 7, he has a 13, he has an 18. I get to 20 points is what you want, right? He's got a couple tough matchups coming up, so watch out for CJ Stroud. It may look good on paper, but even when Nico comes back, we'll see what happens, but it's not as advertised, right?
Well, you know who's worse was the quarterback he was playing against, Anthony Richardson. Did you see his stat line? 10 completions out of 32 attempts. He's completed 44% of his passes on the season. He looks awful. He's not running that much. Just an absolute disaster. He's a guy that you certainly cannot play.
All right. Well, don't play those guys or at least bench them because, not cool there.
Anybody want to bring up?
I want to play a game.
Oh, we got more games. Games here. All right. The demons have spoken, I guess. We got to play another game, guys. This is, I don't have a name for this one. I'm just calling it game number 2. If you want to play a game. All right, here we go. I'm just going to ask you, and you're going to have to guess a player that has the most, right? Who currently, and this is through this week, so through week 8,
okay.
Who currently has the most passing touchdowns in the NFL?
Baker. My boy Baker. That's
or Kirk Cousins.
Baker Mayfield has 21 touchdowns. He is killing it for you in TDs. Who has the most rushing touchdowns in the NFL?
Saquon.
Derrick Henry?
Oh, yeah.
King Henry, yeah. Man. People continue not to draft him high, and he's got 9 touchdowns. I think he's I think he's under 2,000 now, but he's slated to do like 1,950 yards for the season or something ridiculous.
Yeah, he was on pace to, I think, break the rushing record, whatever that is, before this week.
Most receiving touchdowns from a wide receiver. This one's a little bit tougher. There's a lot more receivers to pick from also.
Who's been really good? I'm struggling to come up with the name here.
Yeah, I know.
Who's a good receiver?
Chris Godwin before this week, because I feel like Baker's leading touchdowns. He's got to be in like the top five, but it's not him. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
All right.
I don't think it is, but I'll throw in Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase with seven touchdowns.
See, and I wasn't sure because he missed some.
I feel like he had a couple of games with like two. So it's like he scored like 3 weeks, but that's like all his touchdowns.
And then he had a like some really down, like at the beginning, like the first 3 weeks were like awful. And then I think he picked it up. Yeah.
But I think that's why you want those boom and bust guys, because I mean, he's still leading, but the bust weeks are pretty bad. Most receiving touchdowns from a tight end.
It's got to be Kittle, I think.
Yeah.
It is Kittle with five touchdowns. I think it would have been different before this week. I think this put him over the top. There's a couple with four. And then the most passing yards, quarterback passing yards.
It was Geno Smith. I don't think he had a great game.
Is it still Baker or Baker?
Baker is going to be my guess. Yeah.
Geno Smith did not have a good game, but he still has 2,197 passing yards, which is the most in the NFL. Receiving yards. Okay. We did TDs before. Receiving yards from a wide receiver. So Jamar Chase has the most touchdowns. Who has the most receiving yards? We need like a
I'm like drawing blanks on receivers. I'm going to say CD Lamb just because he had 150 yards, but I don't think it's him. That was his first 100-yard game. It's not him, but that's my guess.
It's probably still Godwin.
It's Justin Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Oh,
761 yards.
I didn't even think about him once. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why.
He's kind of just a silent. Yeah, he's not really on the radar, but he's there,
just
right? He's doing his thing.
Week. Yeah.
Receiving yards. We talked about this already. Most receiving yards from a tight end.
Brock Bowers,
535, and most rushing yards overall.
Derrick Henry,
946. We're almost halfway through the season.
Wow.
He has 946 rushing yards.
And I feel like he was off to like a slow start too. Remember they like fumbled away some games in the second half because they didn't run the ball. Like he could be over
like,
1,000.
Yeah, that's when they were like, we didn't bring him here to carry
the
ball
Raiders
20 times. And yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That was game number two. Who has the most? That's what we're going to call it. Who has the most? All right, we're going to talk about this next segment. We're going to go back to one of our other episodes. No, I don't have the drops for this. Sorry, guys. But I do have the games that we picked. So we picked our top five teams in the NFL, who is going to be top five. We also picked our Super Bowl contenders, our Super Bowl winners. And we're going to see how we're doing halfway through the season. Listeners, we're called the Fantasy Football Fools for a reason, but we're not that bad, okay? We're not that bad. First, I'm going to start.
We're not that drunk. We're not that drunk.
Jack Daniels. If you'd like to sponsor this episode. I'm going to go over the top 10 teams. This is based on a Yahoo blog or whatever. And we're going to start with 10, go down to 1, and then we're going to go back to our top five teams. So number 10 currently at 6-2, the Green Bay Packers. And if you guys want to talk about any of these, just, you know, cut me off here.
Good safety on the Packers, Evan Williams.
He's hurt, though. He's hurt. I don't know. Number 9, Washington at 6-2.
They might be the biggest surprise. I don't think anybody saw this coming this year from them in the NFC East that should have been better. So they've been a real pleasant surprise.
and they're just scoring a ton of points.
Yeah, and the defense is getting better every week.
Number 8 at 5-2, Pittsburgh Steelers. They are looking pretty good considering
who
they got.
Nobody expected that either, yeah.
And even the switch to Russell Wilson, I think, was the right one. He's been moving the offense much better. They look more dangerous, and yeah, that's
Except
been a good
today,
move.
He didn't really – I mean, I was mostly watching the World Series today, but I was keeping my eye on it. And I was like, oh, he should be able to score, you know, and he, like, for the longest time didn't until, what was it, like the fourth quarter when he finally threw a touchdown. So I was expecting more, and I was just
Each kicker had 4 field goals, and yeah. – And I think the Pittsburgh defense had a touchdown.
They ran a punt back.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, they ran a punt back. Yeah.
But Russell, 20 for 28, 278 and a touchdown. No interceptions.
Yeah.
I think he lost a fumble, but he's been solid. So.
Number 7, Houston Texans at 6-2. It's interesting that they're 6-2 because they don't look like a 6-2 team.
It feels like a very disappointing 6-2, which is interesting because I think they're capable of so much more. So the fact that they're 6-2, the way they've played, they're nowhere near their ceiling. So they can get back and get healthy. That could be a really dangerous team, but you keep just waiting for it to click.
Number 6, Baltimore Ravens at 5-3. They are really good, and then they have these weeks where they just blow it.
Bad teams, right? The Raiders, the Browns this week, like they have some really bad losses, but they've beaten some really good teams too.
Number 5, top 5, here we go. Minnesota Vikings at 5-2. I people thought that they were going to be good, but I don't know if they thought they were going to be this good. Number 4, Philadelphia Eagles, 5-2. Number 3, Buffalo Bills, 6-2. Number 2 at 6-1, the Detroit Lions, and of course Kansas City number 1 at 7-0.
They're like the worst. I feel like they're the worst 7-0 team. They don't blow anybody out. They like beat everybody by 7. Like they don't cover any spreads. They just find a way to win, and they're so frustrating, but they don't feel like super dominant.
Yeah. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has scored, like, how many touchdown passes has he thrown? Like, a handful.
Oh, he's like, 8 touchdowns and, like, 8 interceptions or something. It's crazy. Terrible.
Okay, so let's go over our top 5 teams. So, I will say this. I had one team that is not in the top 10. Brandon, you have one team that is not in the top 10.
But I can guess what team that is.
And Eliseo, you have 2 teams that are not in the top 10. Why did I star these people? Okay, we'll get to that. I don't know why I did that. Anyway, we'll start with me. Number 5, I had the Green Bay Packers, who are currently at number 10. All right, I'll take it. That's fine. Number 4, I had the 49ers, who are not in the top 10. They are not having a good season, and there's a lot of reasons for that, but still not looking good for them so far. Number 3, I had Kansas City, currently at number 1. Number 2, I had Detroit, who is at number 2. And number 1, I had Houston winning the Super Bowl. Again, we talked about it. They're 6-2, but they can be so much better, so you never know how that's going to play out. See, listeners, we are not that bad.
We're not. We'll see how it goes. They're drunk.
There's 8 more teams. 8 more teams. 8 more weeks. 8 more weeks. Brandon, you had number 5, Houston Texans. All right. They are up there. Number 4, you had Baltimore. They're also up there. Number 3, you had Kansas City. Number 2, you said they're going to kill it.
That's a direct quote. That's hilarious.
You re-listened to the episode. Yeah.
I did. I had to figure out where. And then you also said, oh, wow, these are pretty good picks for all of us. There's really nothing to make fun of. Maybe the Jets. And the Jets are your number 2 team.
Yeah.
And we can now make fun of them.
Is this the time I can use my stat of the day?
This is it. Go for it.
Okay, so first of all, I'm completely out on the Jets now. I think LSA and I have been texting about them every week, just laughing at memes and just the incompetence of that team. So here's my stat from yesterday. So in the history of the NFL, This has happened 751 times, okay, where a team has scored 20-plus points, they didn't turn the ball over, and they allowed less than 250 yards to their opponent. 751 times. The teams that have done that are 750-1. Only one team ever has lost when doing that, and that was the Jets yesterday. It's insane. They're literally like, this is the things that they do. They have all this talent. They have all these things, and yet they're getting the same results that they got with Zach Wilson, you know? And he was the problem, so they got rid of, you know, they got Rodgers back. Then Saleh was a problem, so they fired their coach, and they've lost all the games. And they had to get Davante Adams, and they're still losing games. Like, they're just not it. It's Rodgers is not it. He gets terrible penalties. They get so many delays. They had a delay of game when going for two yesterday. Like, how does that even happen? He's immobile in the pocket. He can't extend plays. He's terrible. He is terrible. I thought he was going to be better. He's not. And I heard one thing today that really caught my attention was that they're having so many issues because the offensive coordinator is calling in the plays, and then he's changing all the plays. So then the play clock runs down. They just don't have enough time to do all these things. And so nobody has the authority to like tell him what to do or to not let him do those things. And it's really
costing. Get fired.
And it's really costing the team. Yeah. So they're a train wreck, dumpster fire. I'm out on them, which sucks because I have a lot of Jets players. I picked them number two overall. They have the wrong quarterback. I want them to play Tyrod Taylor, and I think they would be better.
Do you think that this was a worse move by the Jets than the Russell Wilson by the Broncos? Or is it equal? Just as much was expected, I think.
I think it's worse. I don't know that we ever thought the Broncos were going to win the Super Bowl. The Jets like have more talent than the Broncos did, but the Jets had like Super Bowl expectations, and it's like been so long. Like there's diehard Jets fans that have just been like waiting for somebody to be successful, and you know, like what goes down in history is going to be like this Rodgers team and like Mark Sanchez butt fumble. Those are like the most important things you can remember from the Jets. Like that's it. So I think this is worse than that.
Yeah.
Number two.
Okay, let's get to my number one. Let's spin this thing back positive.
All right, number one was the Detroit Lions. They're currently number two, so good job there. Eliseo, on to you. Number five, you were right there with Brandon. You had Houston at number five. Number four, you had Cincinnati, who is not in the top 10. And number three, you had the 49ers, who are also not in the top 10. But your top two, you had the Detroit Lions, number two, and Baltimore Ravens, number one. Overall, we're not doing so bad, and it's only eight games in. A lot can still happen from here. So don't play the Jets. Don't bet on the Jets unless you're betting them to lose. Otherwise, bet on those other teams. 7-0, 6-1, 6-2, looking good so far. Those are the top five teams, and that's all
where,
I got.
Where on the list is Atlanta?
I only have the top 10 in front of me.
So they're not
right
even
now.
A top 10 team?
They're probably like one of the next few teams. Yeah.
One thing I wanted to say about them is they're like quietly a good team, like good players individually, like for fantasy. Like nobody's talking about Drake London, but he's been pretty solid. And, you know, years before there was so much expectation and so much letdown, and everybody was like constantly talking about him and Kyle Pitts.
It's like Kyle Pitts is even like a usable tight end again.
Yeah. And so now it's like you bring in Kirk Cousins, same thing. He's like successfully quiet, you know, they win games and they score a lot of points and they do their thing, but nobody really is paying attention, it seems like. But like, yeah, I wanted to point it out because usually those are the players that like get the most crap, and now I feel like they're not getting recognition. I mean, it's like it finally came around. I mean, they're not like top 10 guys, but actually Drake London might be a top 10 receiver. I'm not sure.
Oh, he is. I think he scored a touchdown in like five straight weeks except for last week. But yeah, he's probably a top 10. I'll look it up right now. But
yeah, so I just want to point it out because he's quietly, you know, doing stuff. So if you need a receiver or you can you know, get him like before the trade deadline or something, he's a good guy. He's been solid. He's, you know, he's just consistent. He's not going to have an explosion like 30 points or anything, but he's been a solid, consistent guy this year.
The Falcons are number 11 on the list.
Okay, so right
and,
there.
And then
London is wide receiver 7 overall.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into our picks. Last week, we do picks every week. We pick 5 different games, pick the spread, and let's see how we're doing. So the old score before this last week, I was LSAO was 14-16 in third place. I was 15-15 in second, and Brandon, you were pulling away 17-13 in first place. Let's see what happened this week. First game was Kansas City at Las Vegas. And did I pick this one first? I don't remember. I think
it was
I
you. Picked, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, man, 10 points is a lot of points, right? Kansas City by 10 is what the spread was. I picked Kansas City. I thought somebody else would maybe pick Vegas. Nobody did. We all picked Kansas City. And of course, they won by 7, not by 10. So we all lose that game. Next was Philadelphia at Cincinnati. Cincinnati by 2.5 points. And Philadelphia destroyed them 37-17. You both picked Cincy. I picked Philly. I get the point. Sometimes it's good to go against the masses. Sometimes. Atlanta at Tampa Bay was the next game. Atlanta by 2.5 points. We all picked Atlanta. And they covered 4 points, but they did cover, so we all get the point there. And then Buffalo at Seattle. Buffalo by 3. Buffalo won by, what was it, 21 points? LSAO, you picked Buffalo. Me and Brandon picked Seattle. So LSAO gets the point. And finally, we had Dallas at the Niners. San Francisco by 4.5. And San Francisco won by 6. LSAO, you picked San Francisco, and me and Brandon picked Dallas. So LSAO gets the point again. There's a lot of LSAO I've been saying. Let's check the scoreboard this past week. Brandon was 1-4, coming back down from his high horse. I was 2-3, and LSAO was 3-2, which means we're back in the running here. Me and LSAO are 17-18, and Brandon is 18-17. So we're going to have to change it up. This week, let's pick these games. First off, we have there's not a lot of good games this week. I was looking through and I was like, man, there's not a lot of like two teams that are really good playing against each other. But I picked a couple here that we can have fun with. So I have Houston at the New York Jets. Your favorite, right?
Why do you got to keep bringing them up every week? Yeah.
Well, I just want to rub it in your face how into the Jets you were this year.
Mm-hmm. This is why I brought it up, because Houston is – I don't understand this. I'm going to recheck it right now before we pick this. Houston is 6-2. The Jets are 2-6. The Jets are favored by 1 point. Yeah. I don't understand it at all. So that's why I had to put them on here.
That's the Thursday night game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, injuries, and then are they playing in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, still, but I mean, like, still, like, yeah.
The Jets just lost the Patriots.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm changing it because now the Jets are favored by 2.5 points. So I'm changing it to 2.5. So Jets by 2.5. You want me to go first? I'll go first. Whatever you guys want.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. I'm picking Houston. I'm not going to talk about it. It's ridiculous. I'm not even. I don't have to explain myself, do I?
Also, you want to go next, or do you want me to go next?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
This is one of those things I'm going to probably regret doing this. There's, like you said, there's no reason to pick the Jets, right? Like, who in their right mind, out of the line, move like 3 points? Nobody should take the Jets fuck it. I'm taking them. Give me the Jets minus 2.5. This is my Halloween scare of the week. Ooh.
By the way, what was that thing? I didn't see it like during the game or anything, but my friend sent me a picture or a video. And was there a fight in the Jets game? Or was there something? Because there was like something going on like at one of the end zones or something. It looked like there was like a fight or something. Huh. And then they pan over to Aaron Rodgers and he's not even looking over there. He's nowhere near the area. Yeah. And he's like looking over here somewhere else, like not giving a crap about anything. So it's like the team isn't, you're not going to be their leader. They're not going to respect you. They're not going to like want you around if you're like a complete different separate entity, just you away from the team. That's not, you know, so...
My hope is I'm going to say he gets hurt. Houston's going to get after him, sack him. He's going to get hurt, and Tyrod's coming in to cover the spread. That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of like in Cleveland. Deshaun went down, and they immediately got better.
Yes. Yeah. So that's my hope. Tyrod leaving the Jets to cover in 2.5. Terrible, terrible reasoning, but here we are.
Yeah, I am not going to do that.
It was going to be boring because I knew you guys would take Houston, so I had to do it. I had to do it.
So you picked Houston, right, LSAO?
Yeah. Okay.
And I will take the Jets. All right. It's the dumbest thing I've done, but I'm doing it.
It's house money. You're up by a game, I guess. So you're like...
Now we're all tied.
Yeah.
All right. So Denver at Baltimore is the next game. They're both 5-3, believe it or not. And Baltimore is favored by 9.5 points. One of these games where it's big... Yeah. So over and under, by the way, over and under of the Houston Jets game was 42.5. This over under, 44.5. Who wants to kick it off next?
Where are they playing?
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Okay, it is you though, Brandon.
Yeah, I'm up. That's a tough one. Denver has a pretty good defense. Baltimore's played down to competition. But God, I don't love Bo Nix in this game. 9.5 is so many points. Denver's been playing pretty well lately. This feels like it's like a 3-point game or like a 24-point game. It's like one or the other. I feel like it's not like a 10 or 17-point game. So I'm going to take Denver just because the 9.5 is a lot. Again, you don't feel great about it, but Denver's been playing well lately. Baltimore's played down to competition, so give me Denver. And again, I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, they could come out and surprise, but I think that would have been more the case if Baltimore didn't lose, but because they got embarrassed by Cleveland, which is embarrassing for them to lose to Cleveland. So I think they come out and make it a statement against Denver. And like you said, it could be a close game or it could be like a blowout. I think it's more going to be a blowout because they just lost. So give me Baltimore.
Look, I mean, there's two ways to do this. They're beating good teams. Denver, I guess, is a goodish team at 5-3. I don't know. They have a good defense. But I just don't – it's a lot of points. So I think I'm going to have to take Denver with the points there. All right. Next up, we have Detroit at Green Bay. Detroit is 6-1. Green Bay is 6-2. Detroit is favored by 4.5 points. And this is the highest over and under of the week at 48.5. There's actually three games, I think, that are 48.5, but this is one of them. LSAO, you're up.
Yeah, I think for me it's going to be – it wouldn't have been as easy, but it's going to be kind of easy because of the injury to Love. And so for that reason, I think it's not that they're going to be bad, not that it's going to be completely one-sided. But I definitely think they cover this. So Detroit, they're probably going to win by like 10 or something.
I think Jordan Love will play. I don't know if he's going to be 100. He won't be 100%, but I don't know how he's going to be. Green Bay has a good offense, but yeah, Detroit looks really good. I'm going to make it interesting. I'm going to say Green Bay just to see what Brandon does here.
Okay. Well, I've already taken my one Super Bowl team already this week, so I'm going to take my second Super Bowl team and go with Detroit minus 4.5. Again, I think they're rolling. They're playing really well. They just beat Tennessee by like 40. I think Detroit's playing the best of anybody in the league right now, so give me Detroit.
Indianapolis at Minnesota is our fourth game. Indy's 4-4. Minnesota's 5-2. We talked about it. Minnesota looks good. They're favored by 7 points with an over and under of 45.5. And this goes to me. A whole touchdown. That's a lot of points, but I just don't trust Indy. I think Minnesota gets it done. They're going to cover the points. I'm going with Minnesota.
I'm also taking Minnesota. I don't trust Anthony Richardson against that Minnesota defense is really good. They're going to get after him for sure. So if you told me Joe Flacco was playing, I would take Indy to cover, but sounds like Anthony Richardson, so I'll take Minnesota.
Yeah, we just talked about you, Brandon, were bringing up how terrible Anthony Richardson has been, you know? So, I know it's going to be boring with the three of us, but there's no way I can take them. So, give me Minnesota.
What if Minnesota defense gets to him and he gets hurt and Joe Flacco comes in?
He's so bad, too, but he also, converts like 70-yard touchdowns all the time. They had a 70-yard touchdown to Josh Downs this week too. So it's like he has this weird potential of being great, but I think Minnesota's defense will shut him down. But
and finally, we have the is this the Sunday night game or the Monday night game? This is the Monday night game. It is Tampa Bay at Kansas City. Tampa Bay is 4-4. Kansas City is of course 7-0. Over and under of 44.5, and Kansas City is favored by 8.5 points. Who you taking, Brandon?
Yeah, it's another tough one. Big spread against a team that doesn't cover a lot of spreads. Tampa Bay obviously down their top two receivers. They played pretty well last week against Atlanta. This is a different defense. Kansas City has a pretty good defense. This one's tough. I'm going to go ahead and take Tampa. I don't feel great about it, but give me Tampa plus the 8.5. Going with my boy Baker.
Yeah, I actually do feel great about it. I also want to take Tampa because, Kansas City never covers, and Tampa, Baker never stops. So I think they'll still lose, but they're definitely going to cover.
I say, even if they're down 14, you feel like Baker's going to score late to cut it to 7 and they cover, right? So you never really cover.
They didn't cover against they did. They just did cover. No, they didn't cover against the Raiders.
Against the Raiders? Oh, Kansas City, no.
Yeah, Kansas City. So they're same thing. And then Tampa is way better than the Raiders. So even with the injuries, they're still way better than the Raiders. So, give me Tampa.
I think Kansas City has a really good defense, so they haven't had to do much on offense. They also can't do much on offense because they don't have a lot of weapons. But they just got a new weapon. DeAndre Hopkins is over there. And I think another week practicing with him will help. And you know what? Oh, we forgot about Travis Kelce, who actually scored a touchdown this week. So maybe throw him the ball some more, too. I'm going to go ahead and take Kansas City, make it interesting with you guys here. That's a lot of points, though. I don't feel great about it either. All right. Check back next week, and we'll see how that is. Let's move on to Everybody Loves It. You got your balls to the wall, balls to the wall. Balls to the wall. How did we do last week? These are the guys that go off. They're going to go crazy. They're going to get your fantasy points. They're going to win your week. They're going balls to the wall. I had Ricky Pearsall, bullet through the chest, back playing. He's going to get you 88 yards and a touchdown, I said, because who else are they going to throw to on that team? Well, I did not realize it was National Tight End Day and they were going to throw everything to George Kittle. But he still got 4 catches for 38 yards. 1 rush for 39 yards. So what's that? 77 total yards, close to the 88, but no touchdowns. So respectable, but not quite balls to the wall. Brandon, you had Jalen McMillan. Who's that guy? We said, well, he's going to get 7 catches for 115 yards and 1 touchdown. He got 4 catches for 35 yards, 1 rush for 17 yards, no touchdowns. Also, not quite balls to the wall. Eliseo, maybe you had insider information. You picked Cade Otton, who's a tight end, on National Tight End Day. You said he's going to have 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. He had 9 catches for 81 yards and 2 touchdowns. Balls to the wall. Great job.
No applause drop or anything?
Oh, sorry. Let me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. There you go.
Great job.
That's
there
it.
There you go.
That's one I want.
Kids love all it. Right.
All right, let's go. This week, my guy, we kind of talked about him briefly earlier. Anthony Richardson is not my balls to the wall.
Oh, I was like, whoa! Just picking him is balls to the wall.
But he can throw those crazy touchdowns, and they're going to have to do that this week. So my balls to the wall is 47% rostered. Josh Downs will be getting you 110 yards and a touchdown this week. He's really good. And with Joe Flacco, he's even better, but I think he can do it with Richardson as well. All right. Who's up?
I'll go. We'll leave the defending champ to go last. This guy's very much owned, but I'm going to give you some numbers that will qualify as balls to the wall. So, this guy is in a timeshare backfield, but he's kind of been the lead guy recently. He's splitting reps, but he's getting a lot more yards each week. So he is 84% owned, but I do think he's going to go balls to the wall against the Raiders. Give me Chase Brown, 120 yards, and not one, not two, but 3 touchdowns, Chase Brown.
Oh, that's balls
that
to the
is,
wall.
Yeah, that's all right. That's even against the Raiders, that's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot, but that's if he's going to be very much owned, I got to go balls to the wall.
Yeah, that's true. All right, all right.
Reigning champ, who you got?
First, what was the last one? What was the closest one we had before this? It was you, Brandon, right? What
had
was it?
One, and it was off. It was like, I think it was Malik Nabers, like the week 2 or something, and it was like off by like 3 or 4 yards or something.
Yeah, okay. yours is close. But I mean, the 2 touchdowns,
is
pretty
awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
Well, I want to keep it in the same wasteland neighborhood. So I'm going to take a guy who did pretty well in week 1. So I think this week has his name written all over it since they're playing against the same team. And also a little upgrade at quarterback since Derek Carr will be back. He'll be back and he should be good to go. His favorite target is out for the season. So he's going to have to get a little more creative, even though it's a pretty easy matchup. They should win, no problem. But I can't give him 2 touchdowns because it's just going to be too easy. I think Kamara might have 3 touchdowns in this game, and then maybe 1 to Olave. And then the last one will be to this guy, Foster Moreau. It's a Foster Moreau week here at Balls to the Wall in the wasteland of tight ends. So, but because it is Foster Moreau... just give me 56 yards and 1 touchdown.
That's pretty bad. For a tight end, that's pretty balls to the wall. That's,
now I'm trying to like look up his stats for the season. That might be like his entire stat line.
Yeah, he didn't
pretty
participate.
Much,
He didn't participate in National Tight End Day. So.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like Derek Carr is going to be back, and Derek Carr does like to target him on like you know shortest yards, and he does target him in the red zone a little bit. And again with. Who is it? Shahid out for the year. Mm-hmm. So he's got Olave and he's got Foster Moreau and probably another like couple guys. But I think that like that's he's going to be his short yardage and like red zone target, I think.
Yeah. Foster Moreau. 11 catches, 150 yards, and I think 1 touchdown all year long. 2 touchdowns. So, yeah, I like it.
All right. Well, that's all from us. We are the Fantasy Football Fools. The fantasyfootballfools.com, Fantasy Fools Pod on X. Go ahead and ask us some questions there. What do you want us to talk about? What kind of segments do you want us to do? You want more spooky Halloween stuff next year? We'll bring it to you. maybe we'll have a Christmas one. We'll see what's going on. But that's all we got until next week. Don't be a fool.
ghouls and goblins. Have a fantastic Halloween.